favorite times in the seminary, because we would always have a mass and have kind of a candlelight vigil. And but before that, when I was there anyway, we'd do a holy hour beforehand, and we'd do the office of readings with the extended vigil, and then after that, then there would usually be a group of guys that had been doing the preparation of the total for the total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So we would. Some of them were doing it for the first time. Some of us who had done it before would renew our consecration. But it was just a very beautiful night. And then we didn't have class the next day, and so you could sleep in or whatever. And but it was just like I said, one of my fondest memories of being out on the coast, out at St. Charles. But that that total consecration is something that is very beautiful. I don't know if you saw our article on the front of the Register, but we got some good press this week here at St. Benedict's. And but our understanding of that to Jesus through Mary it can be a little bit difficult to understand sometimes. And so I think it's important for us to reflect on that and to reflect on the. The importance of that. We have in today's gospel, we have this reading from the Annunciation. And if you were to read this reading in the Greek, when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and he greets her and he says, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." In Greek, it's Kyrie Maria ke karto meri ha chlorios metesu, which means "Hail, one having been filled with grace." The angel Gabriel is greeting Mary as one who is already full of grace. And this is what we believe about her, that she was sanctified from the first moment of her conception in the womb of her mother. That's why she's called the Immaculate Conception, that she was conceived without original sin. And the angel Gabriel is giving testimony to the reality, the truth of that. Because what comes in a little bit, you know, because he says, "Hey, you know, God wants you to be his mother." Mary says, "How can this be? Since I do not know man, and I have no relations with man." She says, "And the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." And then this very important part here, it says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word." The whole reason for Mary being conceived without sin is for this moment, for her to be able to say yes with a pure heart, to give a complete yes to God. And so Mary, in saying yes, conceives in her heart first and then in her womb the eternal Son of God. Mary becomes not simply the mother of Jesus, but Jesus is a divine person, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. She is the mother of God. But as she is the mother of Jesus, she also then becomes not just a mother of the head of the church, but for all those who are united in and through Christ through their baptism, Mary also becomes the mother of all of us. Mary becomes our mother. Mary becomes the mother of the church. And so we honor her in this special way, and we can truly say that we go to Jesus through Mary, because this is how it happened in the first place. Because without Mary, there's no incarnation. Without Mary giving her yes, that doesn't happen. We haven't been saved. So this is the way that God set up, in, if you will, his paradigm of grace. That Mary says yes, Mary gives her consent, and conceives. The Word becomes incarnate. And so when we say we go to Jesus through Mary, what we're acknowledging is the reality of what has already taken place. That Mary is the mother of God. And that she is our mother as well on the order of grace. Because what does Mary want more than anything? Mary wants us to be close to Jesus. And she'll stand beside us. She'll help us in any way. She'll help us to grow closer to Jesus, to be more intimately united with him, because who is closer to him than she is? So this feast really invites us to think about our relationship with our Blessed Mother and to renew our relationship with her. Because as we draw closer to the Blessed Mother, we necessarily draw closer to Jesus. And so that's why we can say we go to Jesus through Mary, is because this is how God has designed the order of salvation for us. Because you can't separate one from the other. It just doesn't work. So let us really, you know, as we think about this feast day and as we pray and as we honor Our Lady today, let us ask her to help us. Let us acknowledge just the reality of that she truly is our mother. And as we go to Mary, we know that she will always draw us closer and closer to her divine Son, Jesus Christ.